This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Austria's capital is rocked by a terror attack. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Rossio.
The city center in Vienna, Austria, was the scene of an attack Monday night that left at least two people dead and 15 wounded, according to authorities. One of those killed was an attacker. The attack shortly after 8 p.m. came as Viennese were out before a coronavirus lockdown was to take effect. Rabbi Shlomo Hofmeister witnessed the horror.
People were sitting outside and he was shooting at the people.
Police said there were several gunmen and shootings took place at six different locations. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. Republican President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden continued their attacks on one another and explained to crowds why each one is more suited than the other to lead the country. At a campaign rally in Kenosha, Wisconsin, President Trump says Democrats want to teach children hate in America.
So I just signed an executive order to teach our students pro-American values. Right? Pro-American values.
At a drive-in rally in Pittsburgh, Joe Biden says that if he is elected, he will take the steps to slow the spread of COVID-19.
On day one, we're going to act to get COVID under control. On day one of our presidency, I'll put in action a plan that I've been talking about for months, masking, social distancing, testing, tracing, a plan for full and fair and free distribution of therapeutics and vaccines.
Tens of millions of Americans have already voted early, but Tuesday is officially Election Day, where reporting of the vote tallying process becomes the height of both the campaigns. And again, both candidates were fanned out across several areas on Monday for the final campaign pushes. This is VOA News.